providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. KER Politics is back here to make a rather surprising prediction. We made this once before, probably about a month ago. Hillary Clinton is going to make a major announcement next week at a Democratic convention in New York. My prediction is she is going to step in and be Joe Biden's running mate. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, I think she's going to try to position herself for a 2024 presidential run.
Right.
And I think it'll be a test, you know, a little bit of a test effort. I think what she realizes is the divide in the Democratic Party. I mean, they've pushed so hard. You've got the progressives and the more moderate Democrats that are beginning to realize how much dangerous all these policies have been to their party. It could mean the end of their party if they continue down this road. So I think she's going to try to be the savior.
I don't think it's going to be the end of the party. I think she's going to run on a platform. If she tries to run by herself, or with a running mate, obviously somebody other than Joe, I think it's going to be somewhere along the lines of we got to get back to basics. We've got to get back to true democratic principles. And I think the country would support that.
Yeah, maybe, but they're not going to support her. I mean, it's basically, in my view, Hillary Clinton has been proven as a liar. She's not trusted, but she is trusted within the Democratic circles, especially the elite Democratic circles. And they really have very few options right now of well-respected within the party number. So I think it's interesting. The biggest reason is because Biden is failing. He's mentally failing. He is policy-wise failing. He is indecisive, and many of his, you know, advisors are so far to the left, they're giving him some pretty bad advice, and it's beginning to really undermine the credibility of not only the federal government, but as well as most of the Democratic Party. And I think they're seeing it in the polls. Republicans are favored. There has been a 15-point swing in the polls away from Democrats toward Republicans as people identifying as Republicans. That is huge in 1 year. There's many, many indicators that they're going to have a very serious problem in this midterm election. And I think she's positioning herself. I think Hillary Clinton is positioning herself to maybe step in as a vice presidential support to replace Kamala Harris in some way. And then from there, Biden either withdraws early from the presidency or doesn't run again, and she runs as an incumbent position. That's what I would predict if she's going to step into it at all.
I'm with you 100%, Jimmy. I'm with you 100% on that. I actually have read quite a bit about the Clinton family. Hillary Clinton is very, very aggressive. She's not a particularly likable individual, I have to say. But I think where the country is today, a Biden-Clinton ticket could win it. I don't think that we as conservatives, have an effective alternative. I know you're going to disagree with me. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, so I don't think that Biden on any ticket is going to win anything ever again. I think he's done with politics. So I don't think that's a possibility. Right now with polling, Trump beats Biden by about 10 points in most polls, 8 to 10 points. Donald Trump is still vibrant. He's still out there. He's doing rallies. He's gaining a tremendous amount of support. And as we get more information about what happened in November 2020 with videotapes and, you know, all kinds of evidence coming out, the trust and faith and confidence in the Democrats and in Joe Biden is going to be less. And the trust and faith in Republicans who were called conspiracy theorists is going to increase. And especially if, in fact, there was a lot of fraud, because that really proves that Joe Biden did not have the foundation of support that he has campaigned and said he had. So that makes it a very difficult political position for him to be in. Ron DeSantis, I think there's a lot of Republicans out there. Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley, Kristi Noem here from South Carolina with Nikki Haley. I think there are a lot of really talented Republicans that could capture the 2024 election, and likely will, in my view.
I hope they do for all of our sakes. But I want to say this: I don't know. I really don't know. I've got a lot of faith in the American people, and as I said earlier, back in segment one, I have a lot of faith in the Canadian people. It's going to be harder and harder and harder to what I have to, and then maybe this could bode ill for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to win elections on nothing but fluff.
American, yeah, exactly. Right. I agree with you. And here's the key. I'll go back to that statement I made in the last segment. You know, the center of gravity for who, what people think or believe is based on our media perceptions. With the faith and confidence in big corporate media, 90% of our media is beginning to decline and being shown that they're embarrassed. You know, look, the Democratic governors that are dropping the mask mandates and the children are screaming happily in school, and it's all over the internet now. They realize Americans are fed up with it. 2 years, you know, 2 weeks to bend the curve, and now we're 2 years into it. They're done with this, and they know who put them into these positions. And as much as Hakeem Jeffries and, you know, the House, you know, whip in the Democratic Party attempts to say that, oh, Joe Biden did this, no, he didn't. More people have died under him with the vaccine. The vaccines aren't working. There are many, many issues out there that people are starting to wake up to and say, wait, I've been tricked. And when people are tricked, they get angry. And that's what you're beginning to see. The only way that can continue to that they can continue to rule is with manipulation, fear, intimidation, and cooperation with propaganda. So as the propaganda ability fades with the mainstream media, it's going to be very, very difficult to continue down this road, especially with the economy and the border issues that we're facing right now and the global issues that we're facing.
Well, we're facing huge global issues right now. There's no question about that. I mean, the border is totally out of control. Not the Canadian border, but of course the border with Mexico is totally out of control. And I think that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back for the Republicans in the upcoming major election, for lack of better terms. I really do. A lot of the progressives are saying, oh, let's, you know, we got to be home to everybody, just let them come in, blah, blah, blah. But they don't understand that the rule of law is one of the things that has made America great. The rule of law and the character of the American people have made us great. And with what's going on the border down in Mexico right now, that's a spit in the face of the rule of law, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, and the administration, the Biden administration, has continued to preach issues like vaccine mandates in spite of courts, the Supreme Court overturning some of those statements. They're continuing to push border issues in spite of local and federal law that says, hey, you can't allow these people to continue to come across without deporting them. They are doing so many things that they just ignore the existing law in America. The only way they continue down this road is if they can somehow convince people, and they have to convince people through the media spin. The unfortunate part about it is our corporate entities that actually continue to support them, because, look, they know they want a pliable, amenable leadership that will bend to their will. And that's the sad part of it right now. And Americans really are starting to suffer with the inflation, with the violence and the crime from the defund the police efforts. A lot of these things are coming right back to Americans, and they're saying, wait a second, this is hurting me at home. Something is wrong here. And when they look at what's happening up in Ottawa with the truckers, very positive, but then you're hearing the media actually call it an insurrection.
Exactly. And that's what you can exactly. Do. A lot of people are doing that. Jim, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about a problem that hasn't gone away, and that's called Russia and the Ukraine. That's a major situation. Be right back.